Again, prepare yourselves to receive. Leave change. Don't leave the same way. You know what? He's not finished with you, and he wants to use you. We've been talking about making yourself available to him. Amen. That's 15-year-old. He made himself available to God, and God uses them. You know, God uses children. God uses teens. God uses all people. Are you making yourself available? Don't exclude yourself. Include yourself. Amen. Because he's got plans for you, and all of them, and none of them include defeat. Amen. He's got great plans for you. Amen. So see yourself the way he sees you. He sees you a winner. He sees you a champion. And you need to see yourself this way. Amen. So all you need to do is make yourself available. And remember this, every day, all day, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. I can do something. I can be somebody. I am somebody because God made me and God placed me here, and I can do all things through him. Woo, hallelujah. Well, before I get too excited, grab your swords. Amen. Grab your swords. Grab your Bibles. Dust them off. And let's say make this declaration together. Amen. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. My mind is alert. We know this. The battlefield is the mind. The enemy attacks the mind. He can't force you to do anything, but he'll put the thoughts in your mind, and you'll be thinking about the past. You'll be thinking about failures. You'll be thinking about all these negative things. And if you don't renew your mind with the Word of God, you'll fall right into it. Amen. So we need to renew our minds with the Word of God. Amen. So let's remember this. Okay. Your mind needs to be alert. Your mind needs to be sharp. And your mind needs to stay on him and stay in the Word. Amen. Ooh, man. I'm preaching better than you ain't meant to me now. Amen. I've got a few things I want to go over with you. Let me see. Here we go. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Let your word, let the Word of God, let your say-sos. What are your say-sos? The word I speak. Remember, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. So let your say-sos be according to the Word of God. Be encouraged daily to send your words out in a positive direction. You know, you speak words, and you know if you're positive or negative. If it's going to be a negative thing, don't even say it. But send your words out in a positive direction. Speak positive. Confess over your life. By choosing to change your say-sos. I'm going to speak positive over my life. Amen. You do the same thing. Don't repeat what people say about you. Don't repeat what negative things you hear. But repeat what the Word of God says about you. Amen. And see yourself the way he sees you. Okay. Proverbs 18:21. This says that like this in this translation. And that's what I couldn't think of that word. This translation says this. Words can bring death or life. Talk too much and you'll eat everything you say. Or you can say it like this. You're sowing things in your garden. We all love to grow gardens, but you know what? It's going to grow what you sowed. It's going to grow what you planted. Amen. So what have you been planting in your spiritual garden? Because it's going to be coming back to you. Let me see. I just got a few to say. Let your say-sos be, I'm happy. We've been talking about being happy. Be happy. Be joyful. Be grateful. Be blessed. Be a winner. Be healthy. Be creative. Be faithful, be focused, be an overcomer, be a conqueror. The right people in my future, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the right people in my future. The right opportunities headed my way. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen. So see yourself this way. When you start saying your positives, say so, your life will never be the same. God will bless you beyond your wildest dreams. Get ready for God to do impossibles in your life. See, the world says it's impossible. But if you say it God's way, it says, I am possible. I am possible to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. So have a happy and blessed every day, daily. Amen. Rejoice and be glad in it. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you. Before I go any further, I wanted to say, thank you to the praise and worship team, you know, because they, oh man, the praise and worship was awesome. If you don't have praise and worship, you need to have one. You know, heaven had a praise and worship leader. His name was Lucifer. And he tried to put himself above God. And guess what? He didn't last long. He was shot out of heaven like a lightning. He was out of there. Praise God. But praise and worship. As a matter of fact, I was going to read to you my spiritual nugget this morning. My spiritual nugget goes like this. If you think praise and worship, I have people say, well, you know, I skip praise and worship because it doesn't mean anything to me. Amen. Listen to this. Scripture break. High praise. Your praise brings victory. Your praise is a weapon of warfare. Your weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Release your high praise, and you'll see the enemy flee. The Bible says, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. So you know what? I'm going to praise my God, and I'm going to magnify my God and not magnify my problems. And you know, we got this backwards because we go around magnifying our problems more than we magnify our God. So be careful what you're magnifying. I want to magnify him. I'm going to submit myself to him. Resist the enemy. You have to do something. You have to resist him. It means you got to speak the word. Don't say, I can't learn the word. Don't say, I can't do this, because the word of God says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. I'm blessed. I'm happy already. Praise God. So be happy, part two. We're called to be happy. Believers, that's you and I, should be happy. We should be the happiest people in the world. Why? Because we're believers and we have the word and we know what the word of God says. So we are standing on the word. When you hear all kinds of negative things going around, world wars and rumors of wars and all these things happening, guess what? I have peace about this because I'm standing on the word of God. The Bible says to put on the whole armor of God. And I'm keeping my armor on. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for a spiritual battle every day. So you don't need to take out your armor. Keep your armor on. Amen. Whoo, hallelujah. We fight a spiritual battle every day. And you know what? You're no match to the enemy if you're trying to fight him in the flesh. It's a spiritual battle. We need the word of God. Amen. So we got to get it in us so we can speak it out. Why? Because we woke up this morning. Remember, I told you this just a little review from last week. But we woke up this morning. That's your first miracle. You open your eyes. God gave you a new day to worship him. God gave you a new day to serve him. God gave you a new day to be available to be used of him. Amen. So we're going to be happy and we're going to enjoy this day. Why? Because, keep going. Well, first of all, a few nuggets for you. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Don't let nobody steal your joy. It's the next one. Don't let anything or anyone steal your joy or your happiness. Amen. You got to have it in you. It's you. God gave it to you. Don't let nobody take it. As a matter of fact, it's one of the fruit of the Spirit. Keep going. Okay, right there. That's good. Here's another way. Well, Psalms. No, go to the next one, Carmen. Here we go. This is the day the Lord has made. It says, I will rejoice and be glad in it. You have something to do about it. What do I have to do about it? Well, you've got to rejoice and be glad in it. When you know whose you are and you've got the word in you, you're going to know who you are and whose you belong to and whose you are. Amen. And I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. No matter what's happening out there, the wars, the rumors of wars, all these negative things. Man, did you hear? Man, I got to hear the news all the time. Well, if you hear the news all the time, you're going to hear a lot of negative stuff. Amen. And you got to let it go and pray. Amen. Pray. Go back one, Carmen. Here we go. John 3:16. For God so loved the world. You know, we're talking about the world. We're talking about people. For God so loved his people, he told his son, I'm going to send you, I'm going to crucify, I'm going to sacrifice you because I want my people back. So I'm going to sacrifice you. Jesus knew when he came, from the time he came, that he was going to be sacrificed. But he didn't back out. You know, Let's not us back out and be cowards, you know, and say, well, you know, I can't do that. So with him, you can do all things. Amen. This is John 3:16. Everybody knows this. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever, that's you, whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Jesus came and paid a price he didn't owe. And I owe a price I cannot pay. So I belong to him. If you don't know, and nobody ever told you that, now you heard it. You belong to him. But, you know, you got to, best way you can pay back is receive him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. Get him in your life. Get off the throne and put him on the throne and serve him and get your priorities in order. You know, that's, we're going to be talking again about our priorities. We got our priorities all messed up. And you can have priorities at work. That's fine. Get your work done and be faithful in your work. But in this life, priority number one should be Jesus first. Amen. Jesus first. So, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Praise team, I wanted to say thank you. A few songs. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. That's an awesome song. Another one was, rejoice for the steps of a righteous man are ordered of God. Yes. You're a righteous person. Yes. Going somewhere to happen for somebody. I've told you this many times. You need to write this down. But you're the closest thing to a Bible some people will ever see. You're the closest thing to God some people will ever see or hear. Yes. So what's coming out of you? You got to watch your words and your actions. Amen. Speak the word. And they'll see, man, I heard it. And you know what? When they hear it, it's sowing a seed, a spiritual seed that's going to grow and give an increase. God's going to give the increase, and he's going to bring. Say, I remember that. That brother, that sister, man, they said something, and it just touched my heart. It touched my spirit. And that seed is going to grow, and they're going to come to know Christ. Amen. But you're the one bringing it. You're bringing the good news. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. So rejoice and be glad in it. And I told you this last week. Rejoice. What does rejoice mean? It means be happy, celebrate, be cheerful, be delightful, be joyful, be pleased. I'm pleased to be a child of God. You know, I'm not missing out on the world. You know, if you're not feeding on the world, on the word of God, you're feeding on the world. And you're going to let the world take you out. Amen. You got to be rejoicing in the things of God. Amen. And glad means also be happy. Be ready each and every day. Say, don't wait. Be prepared. Be ready, be prepared, be eager, and be pleased. This is what God is telling us every day when he wakes up. You know, this is the day I have given you. Amen. Rejoice and be glad in it. We as children of God need to know who we are and whose we are, and this is the day he has given us, and I'm going to prepare myself. I'm going to be ready. I'm going to prepare myself. I'm going to be focused. I'm going to be eager. I'm going to be enthused about these things. Okay? Listen, the Bible says you got to stir yourself up because nobody's going to do it for you. Oh, man, if you want to be feel miserable and lazy and out of it, you know, be a leaky Christian going somewhere, it's not good. You got to stir yourself up. You know, sometimes you got to build yourself up. Amen. Because your flesh is not going to want to do it. The flesh wants to stay in bed. The flesh wants to stay comfy. The flesh wants to do nothing. I say, wait a minute. I'm a child of God. I need to prepare myself. I need to be ready. God is going to send me on assignment. And I'm not even ready for it. Amen. And your job sends you on jobs that you know what you got to do. But when God sends you, hey, you got to be ready. And you can't be unprepared because the enemy is going to have you. Yes. Amen. Remember the spiritual battle? You want to do it in the flesh? Ain't going to be no match. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. You still love Pastor? Keep going. Let me see. The joy of the Lord is our strength. That's one of our scriptures from last week, too. Amen. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Joy is the result of knowing whose you are and who you are. That's joy. Man, I'm joyful. Thank you, Father. I'm going to be happy. It's okay to be happy. You know, keep going. Okay, leave it right there. Woo, hallelujah. Oh, okay. We're there. I'm going to try to pronounce this the best I can, okay? So, Habakkuk 3:18-19 says, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will rejoice. I will joy in the Lord, in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. Amen. He is my strength. You got to know this. And it's about joy. Amen. So when you're strong in Him, you look out. There's no match. The enemy's no match to you. He says, resist the devil, he'll go. You have to do something. I have to do my part. God has done His part. He sent Jesus. Jesus came. He did His part. Now I got to do my part. Amen. You're not a weakling. If you see yourself that way, that means you got to get in the Word more. That means you got to have a relationship with Him. So, Lord, I need You more. Amen. That's another song. The praise team said, let us in, you know. I need You more. Now, more than anything, more than ever before, I need You now. You know, when you hear all these bad things happening, Lord, I need You more. I need You now. Amen. Man, praise God. He is an awesome God. Let me read it to you from this translation. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet, and He will make me walk on high heels. Amen. The high heels. Praise God. So, number one, be happy. Be led by His Holy Spirit. Keep your joy by allowing the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you in the way we should go. We should be going God's way. Not our way, not the world's way, but we should be going His way. How do I know? Well, you have relationship. You talk with Him. Amen. And He tells you we're going in the right way. Amen. If we're not going His way, we're going to have all kinds of sidetracks. Avoid the sidetracks because the enemy is going to see. Let me see where I wrote this. Let me read this to you. World, we're talking about people, John 3:16, for God so loved the world, people. World people, things, distractions will change your priorities. They will rob you of happiness and joy. Distractions, people, things are going to come and take you away from this. Amen. Remember, you are a tribe being. What is the tribe being? I am a spirit you can't see. I have a soul you can't see. And I live in a physical body. This is my body. You can see my body. No problem. But you can't see my spirit and you can't see my soul. Amen? But, unless you act up. Or what you say. Amen? But things, distractions, are going to take you out of the way. Out of God's way. So we got to be careful not to be distracted in the wrong ways. Amen. So praise God. Woo, praise God. Another way, God's way is this. John 14:6 is right here. There's only one way. Which way is it going? It's going up. One way. Only one way to heaven. It says, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you want to go to heaven, there's only one way. And that means you have to receive Jesus. How do I receive Jesus? Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Amen. Just say, Lord Jesus, I've sinned against You. I repent. Come in my life. Be my Lord and Savior. If you never said it before, it's never too late. You can say it now. Amen. And make it to heaven. You know, don't wait till the last minute because tomorrow's not guaranteed. The next breath is not guaranteed. Amen. So get it right now and start doing and start living for Him. Amen. So Jesus, John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. And Proverbs 16:9 says this. A man's heart plans his ways, but God directs his steps. Amen. Proverbs 16:9, New King James says a man's heart plans his ways, but the Lord directs his steps. Okay. So He's going to direct you, but are you going to give Him permission to do so? He's directing you in the right way, but we keep hearing distractions. We keep hearing things. The world wants to get in. The world wants to get in, but we need to renew our minds with the Word of God and start keeping the word and confessing the word and walk in the way we should go. He says he'll direct your steps. Amen. So you can't go wrong. Amen. Praise God. But you got to stay focused. You got to stay planned. You got to walk with him. Proverbs 17:22. Keep going. 17:22, New King James says, a merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. Amen. Well, guess what? God is medicine. God heals. And guess what? There's no side effects. His side effects are good. Amen. There's nothing wrong with his side effects. All his side effects are good. Amen. So a merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. Too many people complaining about how boring life is. Listen. Too many people complaining about how boring life is, including Christians or believers, whatever you want to call yourself. Are you a Christian or are you a believer? Amen. Be careful. It's hell without Jesus. Anywhere, everywhere you go, if you don't have Jesus, it's going to be hell. And it's going to be worse if you're not living according to him. But it's hell out there. It's hell out there without Jesus. If you don't know it by now, you should. We need to have our priority list. Have priority. Everything else has priorities. Everywhere, every job you go to has priorities. You need to be there a certain time. And you need to do this. You need to do this. And you need to do this. You have responsibilities. You have priorities. Well, we need to do the same thing with him. When we serve him, our first priority is this. Seek him first. Matthew 6:33. Right here. But seek first what? The kingdom and his righteousness. And all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough troubles of its own. Okay, so, you know, you start worrying about tomorrow, you start worrying about the future or whatever, you're compounding all kinds of troubles together. You have to be careful. Amen. Don't worry about tomorrow. You take care of right now, Lord, and be with him and go to him and he'll direct your steps. Amen. This is what I want you to do. Well, he never talks to me. Well, you never open your Bible. You never spend time with him. Well, I'm always too in a hurry. I'm doing too many things. Yeah, you're right. You're doing too many things. You're overloaded with the negative things, the wrong things. Your priorities are out of order. You got to seek him first and make time. Don't just say, hey, I'm here, Lord. Bye. No. Or sometimes we just go and dump everything we want him to do for us and take off. And it don't work that way. It don't work that way. Anyway, no relationship, no loving, there's no reading, there's nothing going on, there's no relationship. So it opens the door for the enemy. It opens the door to the flesh. It opens the door to distractions are going to come your way. Amen. So we've got this umbrella of protection that we're under. He's watching over us. But you know, when you start walking away from him, the world's going to have you. The enemy's going to have you. All these distractions are going to pull you away. So you got to be careful. Amen. There's no relationship. There's no communication. Amen. If there's communication, it's probably you just dumping on him and taking off. But he's not there for you. Amen. I mean, he's there, but we're not letting him in. Stay in relationship. Stay connected. You know, it takes two to call. It takes two to talk. Amen. Stay connected. Stay focused. Stay with him. Stay on course. You know, the GPS stands for Global Positioning System. And it let us know where we are and where we're going anywhere on this earth. Man, GPS. We got to have our Jesus GPS on all the time. Knowing where we're going. We're going with you, Lord. We're going where you want us to be. Amen. And wherever he wants you to be, just be happy. Amen. Be happy. You know, it's best to be happy than be sad. Just thank you, Lord. I'm doing this under you. Life is not boring if we have our priorities in order. life could be boring if you let your priorities slip. Nobody can let them slip except you. So it's your choice. Amen. Nobody else's. Somebody comes, don't compromise. Don't let your priorities slip. Say, hey, you know, we got company. So guess what? We don't get to go to church. We stay home and entertain our company. No. Company, I tell my company, company, we're going to church. I can't miss church anyway. I'm the pastor. But I'll tell the company, it says, look, tomorrow is Sunday or today is Sunday. We're going to church. You're welcome to come with us or you stay. You help yourself, do whatever. Whatever we have, help yourself. You can have. But we're inviting you, come to church with us. Amen. Remember, we're the church. We're just saying, we're having services today. This is just a spiritual gathering for us believers. Amen. This is not the church. This is a building where we come together, assemble ourselves together. We are the church. We are the body of Christ. Amen. So we need to be here to encourage one another, lift one another, and support one another. Encourage one another. Amen. That's what we do. And say, hey, we need to pray for so-and-so, sister, brother. Life is not boring if we're led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we got to get our priorities in order. We got to be flexible, and we got to be able to change, make changes. If he tells you to change, no, don't go that way. I'm used to going this way. Lord says, go this way. Change. Be flexible. Amen. If he wants you to change, you don't have to just be the same all the time. If God says change, be flexible. Change. You will lose your joy if you're not willing to get out of your boat, your box, your comfort zone, and be led by God's Holy Spirit. You know, some of us are too comfy. We want to stay in a little comfy zone. We want to stay in our little boat. We want to stay in our little box. We want to stay in our little closet. Everybody's climbing out of their closets except Christian people. You know, we get around people and they start talking their way, cussing their way, and doing their way, and we say nothing. Amen? And we get around people, they don't even know you're a Christian. Come on now. Praise God. We got to climb out of our boat. Even Peter says, he saw Jesus walking on water. He says, wow, I want to do that. Can I come? Can I come play? And Jesus says, come. That's all he said is come. And that was enough for him to get out of his boat and start walking to Jesus. Then he started thinking about, I can't do this. So he started thinking. If he tells you to do something, just go and do it. Why? Because he's called me to do it. He wants me to do it. Amen. Be happy. Simplify your life. Simplify your life. Don't try doing too much. Don't try overloading yourself. Uncomplicate your life. You ever heard of a circuit breaker? I'm not an electrician, but I know a circuit breaker says it helps with the current. If it's overloaded, the breaker's going to go off. Amen? It's going to just click everything off before there's an accident or before there's a fire. So we need to have a spiritual circuit breaker. We get too busy, that circuit breaker needs to go off and say, hey, you know why it went off? Because you're doing too much. You know, you could drop dead and nobody care. You know, you could drop dead and we'll just replace you with somebody else. Yeah. We didn't even know he was dead. So be careful. Amen. Satan complicates so he can steal, kill, destroy. That's what the Bible says. John 10:10. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And Jesus says, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So he's not putting you through all these hard things, you know. We put ourselves there. Amen. We put ourselves there. So be careful who your enemy is and who the enemy wants to do with you. Steal, kill, and destroy you. That's what he wants to do. You know, things may go good for a little bit, but he wants to destroy you. Amen. That's his goal. Whoo, hallelujah. Says Let me read it the way I wrote it here. Satan complicates so he can steal, kill, and destroy your happiness, your joy. We keep too busy to enjoy all God has given us. Remember Mary and Martha? You know the story. One was at the feet of Jesus saying, wow, he saw Jesus. He saw Jesus and she saw the master and says, wow, she went and worshiped him. He went and served him. Amen. And she was there for him. The other one was too busy, you know. And she even came to Jesus and says, look, see what she's doing? This is not good. I'm doing all the work. Let her come and help me. Jesus had to correct her right then. He says, no. She's doing the right thing. You are not. You know, like I said, you know, you can be as busy as you want. And you can drop dead. And they'll just say, well, you're just a body. We'll just find another body to do it for you. That's it. That's the way the world is. All he's thinking about is money. That's all they care about is making money. And you're just a body. And if you're gone, they'll just replace you with another body. Amen? And say, well, bye. Keep too busy to enjoy all God has given us. Enjoy your relationship with Him. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your time with family and friends. Enjoy. You know why? When you get too old, then it's going to be too late. You say, wow, what happened? And the world don't care. The world don't care at all, period. They don't care. And they don't care how old you are, how you feel. You could be easily replaced. Yes. Amen. But you know, when you're serving Him, He's going to see to it that you are blessed. He's going to see to it that you're rewarded. Amen. He's going to see to all this. When you're doing something, just do it under Him. And He's going to bless you. Amen. Take time to laugh and smile. Some of us really need to smile. Some of us have the prettiest smile, and we don't even use it. We laugh at the wrong things. Yeah. Smile is a good thing, you know. Some of us might break our face off if we crack a smile, you know. Oh, you surprised me. I didn't know you could smile. Oh, my God. Help me, Lord. Some really need to smile. Been frowning for too long. And you got like a stone face, man. Crack a smile. Enjoy life. Again, Psalms 118:24. This is the day the Lord has given you. Rejoice and be glad in it. You know, if God has given me a new day, it's going to put a smile on my face. Amen. And it's going to make people mad because they don't want to see you happy. And they're going to come ask you, there's a lot of people out there that don't care for you. There's a lot of people out there that hate you. But when they see you smiling, they're going to come and they're going to want to know why you're smiling. Have you heard the latest? Have you heard the worst bad news happening? Yeah, I've heard. So why are you still smiling? Because they open the door for you to come in and say, because Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Amen. And He blesses me every day. Amen. And I don't let the bad in. I just let the good out. Amen. And this is where you can come in and say, you got to be strong enough not to cuss like they cuss, not to say what they say, but to say what God wants you to say, to see people that hate you, to see people that are cursing you, and to look at them with the love and compassion of Jesus. It takes a lot. That takes a person. That takes a strong person to be able to say those things because you want to do just like they do. Hey, I can cuss you as good as you can cuss me. That's not what Jesus did. And He's our greatest example. We're supposed to imitate Him. He came and He died for them. Even though they spat on Him. Even though they put stripes on His back. Even though they did all kinds of things. They hung Him up there naked for people to see. That's humiliating. But He did all these things. Amen. And they put all these things. Jesus says, you know, remember when they hate you, they hated me first. That's a great example. We got to remember these things. You know, don't take it out on yourself. They already did it to Him. So now He just wants us to be the good news bearers, the good news spreaders. Amen. And when you see him with his love and through his eyes, you know, we can say, you know, I am happy because my Savior, my Jesus died for me. And he loves you. He wants you to know that he loves you and he died for you too. Remember this, when you try to judge and act like them, the same Jesus that died for you died for them. They may not know it until it comes out of you. See, I never heard it like that before. Nobody ever told me that before. Well, God used you to bring the good news and reveal to that one person the good news. Man, I hate that person. Man, I want to just in the flesh. You don't know what I want to tell this person. But Jesus is telling me something different. And I'm going to say what Jesus tells me and not what I want to say. So I got to crucify me. I got to crucify that flesh. Amen. And speak what he wants me to speak. How can I get the message across if I'm not willing to yield myself and speak what God wants me to speak? You can do the same thing. Amen. So be happy. Pray with boldness. It says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Amen. It says, if you open your Bibles to Hebrews 4:16, you can read it in the King James, or whatever translation you have. I'm going to read it out of the 4:16. I'm going to read it out of the Amplified. See what the Amplified says. 4:16. Are you there? Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Amplifies this. Let us there fearlessly and confidently and boldly draw near to the throne of grace. A throne of God. The throne of God. The throne of God's unmerited favor to us sinners, that we may receive mercy for our failures and find grace to help in good time of for every need, appropriate help and well-timed help coming just when we needed it. Amen. This is what the Amplified says. You know, sometimes it's okay to read several translations. Amen. So you can understand it. Don't read it and not understand it. You know, read it so that you can understand what it's saying. You know, and it's called spiritual maturity. When you read it, and all of a sudden it just lights up and says, wow, I never saw it like that before. It's called growing up. It's called spiritual maturity. He wants us to grow as believers. He doesn't want us to stay as baby Christians all our life. He wants us to grow in the things of God, in the Word of God, because we got bigger assignments for us. Amen. So we got to be prepared as we grow and mature in the things of God. We're climbing the spiritual ladder. And you know, they say new levels, new devils. And they get tougher and tougher and tougher. But greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. You got to remember these things. Amen. And you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So be bold, be confident in God when you pray. Don't be double-minded when you ask for his blessings. Just ask for what you need and boldly and in faith. Boldly and in faith. Without wavering, hesitating, or doubting. Knowing that your righteousness is of Christ. Amen. The anointed one in his anointing. Amen. That's who Christ is. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. But you can come boldly to the throne of God. Why? Because you're a child of God. You know, it took me a long time to know this. When you're born again, now you're a child of God. You know, some are taught every time you sin, you fall out of grace. That you're no longer a child of God. You got to start all over again. That's not what the Word of God teaches. It's time we learn the truth. Amen. The Bible says the truth is going to set you free. Why? Because I'm maturing and I'm growing in the things of God. Amen. So if I sin, I'm 2 Corinthians 5:17 says that the old is out, the new is in. I'm a new child of God. I had a spiritual birth. and I'm born again, and I'm a child of God. If I'm a child of God now, and I go sin, I'm still a child of God. What I need to do is confess. I need to confess what I've done. Say, Lord, I've sinned against you. I'm sorry. He's going to forgive you. And he's going to forgive you. He says, when Jesus forgives you, he says, he'll forgive and forget. The enemy sees to it that you remember the same thing over and over and over. And he tries to attack your mind. And battlefield is the mind. And you're going to think of it. And I say, well, I confessed it, but I still feel dirty. It doesn't matter. If you confessed it and gave it to Jesus, he forgot. He forgave you and he forgot about it. So what about, why are you still holding on to it? Let it go. Start fresh. Get up and continue on your walk with him. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. I don't think we're going to finish this. Be happy. Be quick to forgive. Oh, but you don't know what they did. Do you remember what they done to Jesus? Before, they couldn't kill him. They tried everything to kill him. They couldn't kill him. But before he surrendered himself to the Father, he was not finished yet. He had to go to hell and take the keys of death, hell, and the grave. He says, Father, forgive them. Man, you don't know what they've done to me. They cussed me. That's all. It's nothing. The things Jesus went through, and for him to say, Lord, look what they've done. Father, look what they've done to me. Don't forgive him. He could have called angels to come and take him and slay them all. But he didn't. He says, Father, forgive him. If Jesus can say that, this is your example. He's your greatest example. If he can do that, so can we. So be quick to forgive. I'm not telling you this. The Word of God is telling you this. It says, happiness, joy is restored to your life when you learn how to forgive and forget. And these two virtues work together. Psalms 103 and 12 says this. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. East is from the west. You know what? It just keeps going. It never come together. That's how far he's forgiven us. If he can do that for us, so can we. If we're going to imitate him, be imitators of Jesus, we need to do the same thing. We must forgive. Allow forgiveness to do its redemptive work. Amen. It's going to do its work. It's going to work. Stop remembering what they did to you. You know, confess it to them and give it to them and leave it there. Remember I've told you about taking out your trash to the dumpster? You never bring it back. It's no good. It's smelly. It's stinky. You don't want it back. That sin is worse. Amen. So you leave it at the cross, leave it there. Let it stay there. Give it to him, cast it on him, and don't bring it back. Stop remembering what they did. We need to do that. Stop thinking, talking about it, about them, about the problem. You keep remembering the same thing over and over. So what do I do? The Bible says renew your mind with the Word of God. Renew your mind. What's the Word of God says? Forgive, forget. And now, every time it pops up, just say, I've already confessed it. I'm not going there no more. I'm not doing that. Or hit delete every time. I say, I'm deleting this. I'm not going there anymore. It's a done thing. It's a done thing. There's a done deal. Remember, in the past, offense reopens wounds and feeds angers. Remember, it's a flesh thing here. Anger feeds unforgiveness. You've heard many people say this. We might have said it ourselves. I ain't never going to forgive them. Okay? I ain't never going to forgive them. Well, you know what? You're opening the door to enemy. Amen? You're opening the door for the enemy, and you need to give it up. You know, some of us, right now, we can just say, I'm not holding on to that no more. Lord, I forgive this person. I forgive that person. I forgive whoever. All I can think of, I mean, as many as hurt me or as many as whatever, as many people as you got, says, Lord, just forgive them all. Says, Lord, give me the strength. Give me the ability to do this. Amen. I need your help. Amen. It's okay to ask for his help. Why do we need to forgive other people? Because our faith won't grow. Because we're not growing. We're staying still. We're not allowing ourselves to grow. Unforgiveness blocks our fellowship with God. Amen. We want to make everything right with him, but we're not forgiving the same people that he died for. They're not good enough. But we want to go and do this. Now say no. First, go and ask forgiveness. Amen. Forgive. And that's what he's telling us to do. Read the word. It prevents spiritual growth. We need to mature and grow in the things of God. We torture ourselves when we hold on to grudges and don't forgive others. When we are miserable and upset, the person who hurt us is happy and enjoying their lives, not even thinking about you. And you see them, and it just brings hurt. He says, wow, you know, here I am miserable, and there they are having a good time, not even thinking about it. Well, let me read it to you like this. It says, holding on to unforgiveness is like taking poison and hoping the enemy will die. You're taking it, and you're waiting for the enemy to die. It ain't going to happen. So quit holding on to unforgiveness. We're human. Yes, we're human. But Lord gives us, help us, give us the strength that we need to be able to do this. And help us to see people on a daily basis the way you see them. Help us to see them with the love and compassion that you can give us. Amen. Ooh, man. If you have lost your happiness and joy because of unforgiveness, start forgiving people now. ASAP. You ever heard of that? As soon as possible. Now is the right time. Don't wait for tomorrow. Don't wait till the next day. But do it now. Amen. And you know what? It's going to happen. So praise God. Make a list of people you need to forgive and ask the Lord. Lord, give me the strength, the power to forgive these people. And to listen. Let go and let God. Let it go. Release it. You know, if I give you a gift, I'm going to release it and you're going to take it. But I need to release it. When I release it and you take it, it's yours. There's nothing attached, no strings attached. Amen. He has forgiven and forgotten our sins. We should not hold on to unforgiveness against anyone anymore. We need to practice this. Amen. So you heard it. We're going to stop here. That's the first time I hurt you. Number five is going to be about be happy and obey God. Number five is going to be happy, obey God. Yes, this is part two. So I guess we're going to do part three. So let's stop right there. And before we close, we're not going to close until we give you an opportunity. Those within the sound of my voice, those of you that are watching, if you never asked Jesus in your life, and those here, if you never asked Jesus in your life, now's the time, you know. It's never too late. I don't care what anybody said, that God can never use you again, or God can never forgive you. That's a lie. So all you have to do is say, Lord, I've sinned against you. Come into my life, be my Lord and Savior. Amen. And he will. But once you receive him, you had a spiritual birth. And you need to hook up yourself to a church where they teach the word of God. Amen. And go there and start growing in the things of God. Have relationships. Speak to him. Read the word of God. Amen. And start growing in the things of God. And start going out and do God's work. Amen. So praise God, you can do all these things. If you're watching and you need a touch of healing, the Bible says that by Jesus' stripes you're healed. The Bible says that Jesus took his stripes on his back so that we could be healed. So, man, you can touch that part of your body, wherever it is. Lord, I thank you. Those that are within the sound of my voice, those that are here, those that are watching, Lord, that by Jesus' stripes they're healed, Father God, because their body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. And we accept no malfunctions in our bodies, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. And we rebuke that spirit of infirmity to go now in Jesus' precious name. And we thank you and we release that healing power to overtake them right now in Jesus' name. So, body, receive your healing right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Well, you know, some of you that are listening, some of you that are watching, you've benefited from the message and you've been listening to us. So it's a time to for you to give. Amen. So just go to our website, NBCBigBen.com, and hit that donate button. If you're mailing it, NBC P.O. Box 252, Marfa, Texas, 79843. So remember, God loves you. We love you. And remember, next Sunday is Father's Day. So let's not forget that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. We love you. Amen. Praise God. Thank you.